the Svarim HaKedoshim bring down that during the month of Elul, the Yud Gimel Midot Arachamim, which you would say the Yag Midot, are very, very manifest. Which means these are days that the Yud Gimel Midot have tremendous kohot and tremendous powers. That's why one of the key parts of the Selichot is the Yag Midot. The question is, but what if there is no minyan? If a person is praying biyachid, what does he do regarding Yud Gimel Midot Arachamim? So there is a big machloket on this subject. According to the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Taksa, he writes that in that case one should read the Yag Midot Bederech Kiri'ah, like you would be reading the Sefer Torah with the Ta'amim. Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum V'Hanun, with the Ta'amim that's written in the Sidurim, but you would not be allowed to read it, just like we read it as a prayer, chanting it, because you need a minyan. It's considered like something that's b'kedushah, that you need 10 people. However, the Rabbeinu Ari held that it's so holy, this verse, that even with Ta'amim, one should not say the Yag Midot. The truth is, that was the opinion of the Ben Ishchai himself, that when he would pray B'yachid, it says he would not say the Yag Midot at all, not even B'derech Ta'amim. He would say it in Aramaic. He found in a book, Keter Malchut, that he would say it in Aramaic in a special way. The Ma'aseh, HaKhev Vadiah holds, and Rabbeinu Hida brings it as well, that the Minhag is when one prays B'yachid, to say the Yag Midot with the Ta'amim, to rely on the opinion of Maran. The question would be, since you're reading it with Ta'amim, do you have to finish the Pasuk? Which means, when we say, B'hata'a v'nakeh, it's in the middle of a Pasuk. The end of the Pasuk is, V'nakeh, lo yinakeh. Poked avon abot al banim, al banim banim, al shilishim v'arubi'im. Do you have to finish the Pasuk or not? So the Poskim clearly write, that since you're saying it with Ta'amim, but it's according to the Tefillah, that's the way the Nusach is, one does not have to finish the Pesukim. One could just finish it at Vinakeh, which is with a Ta'am on the Vinakeh, which is, I guess, a Kadma. Vinakeh, and you stop over there. Last but not least, there is a discussion amongst the Poskim, can you say, Kel Melech Yosef al Kiseh Rachamim u'mitnehek b'chassidut, the preface to the Yag Midot, can you say it b'yachid as well? The question is, because you're saying a plural terminology, El Horetanu, Lomam Medot Yosef, Zechor Hayomnanu, Kemo Shod Adchim Katum Tuatak, which means that part over there is Lanu, is written in plural. Again, Rabbeinu Ahidah writes that it's okay as well. Even though Arab Ben Ishchai would not say the preface to the Yag Midot, because of those issues, but halakha, if one is praying biyachid, Hakham Vadiah writes that as well, in Kol Sinai, that one is able to say the preface of El Horetanu, Lomam Bedot Shesheh, Zechor Hayom Lanu, because that's the nosah of the Tefillah, but to see to it that one says it with the Ta'ameh, the same would apply not only for Silichot, if he's praying it biyachid, but on any day, Monday, Thursday, or if he's any day that he's praying the Yag Midot, he should do it in that way.